Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library. And I'm here with my friend.
I'm Ingrid. I'm 14, and I live in Hudson.
I'm Samantha. I'm 15, and I live in Springfield, Ohio.
Yay, she came from far away. Just to be on the radio.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't
exactly.
Want to see you.
I warned her about this. Oh, yes, that will work. See.
So.
Yeah.
We haven't seen Ingrid in a while.
I know.
How have you been?
I've been great. I've been doodling around, doing doodler things.
Well, we're glad to have you back, and we're glad to have your friend visiting with us.
Yeah,
thank you.
My understanding is that you bonded in part over a love of a certain book.
And a certain show.
And a certain show. Book,
The Maze Runner, which I saw James Dashner, and I got her a book signed.
And I cried multiple times over that signed James Dashner book.
I cried meeting James Dashner.
Hey, that's not fair.
You'll meet him, too.
Okay.
Someday.
Someday. Anyways, and then The Walking Dead, which is great.
A lovely
also
show.
Based on a book.
Yes, also based on a comic book.
Yeah.
Have you read any of them?
I read like the first one.
I read the first like three, I think. Anyways, yeah.
Do you prefer the show or the book, or do you like them both?
I like Daryl.
Equally.
I like them both, but I would say the show more often because...
Daryl.
Daryl, yeah.
Is Daryl in the comics as well? And
no.
He's not?
No.
Interesting.
And who else is it in the...
I know there's differences between the books and the show.
I think they just felt they needed Daryl.
And things like that.
Yeah.
They did need Daryl.
I mean, he's a serious part of the show.
He's important.
Like, all the girls are like, oh my god, it's Daryl. And I'm like, it's Daryl.
He takes his shirt off a lot, so if you like that.
Totally. And it's really gory and nice. I watch it with the family. It's a family show, you guys. It's a family show.
Very true. And what is it about The Maze Runner that you guys like so much?
The guys.
The boys, yeah.
Yeah.
The boys.
The fictional men.
Yeah.
The movie's coming out soon, and I think we're both.
Yeah, most of the characters are
They
guys.
Didn't really cast Newt too well, but...
Yeah, he looks like he's 9 years old.
And he's 23.
But he's also on the Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's very pretty.
You can't just call dibs on him. He's Newt.
I didn't call dibs on him. You dibbed on Newt. I dibbed Min-Ho.
But then you dibbed Rise.
Who?
Yeah.
He's from The Purge. I'm allowed. And I dibbed first.
Oh, I totally messed up characters there. Then I dibbed the guy. Okay, what are we doing?
So I finally started reading The Maze Runner, and I know many of us have probably seen the trailer that's out there for the movie that's coming out pretty soon.
So good.
But for those who have no idea what this Maze Runner thing is about, can you give them a little intro to the
Should
series?
Should I start,
the first
or do
book?
You want to start?
Yeah, you can go.
Okay. The Maze Runner is it's from the point of view of a boy named Thomas, and it starts when he's coming up in this elevator, and he comes up to this place that's kind of like a maze, and there are lots of other guys, and they're like, yeah, we've been stuck in this maze for a really long time, and every month we get a new person. And as soon as he comes up, like a week later, a girl comes up. And then everything goes wrong.
Yeah.
Because girls are in everything?
Yeah.
No. I'm kidding, of course.
A very pretty girl.
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. She's such good.
Kaia Scodelario. Or however you say her last name.
Yeah.
She's perfect.
But I'm only like, I don't even know how many chapters I'm in because I've been listening to the audio. And the audio,
oh,
I guess,
no.
has chapters, but I don't pay attention to them. But I like so far that there's like this mystery where he doesn't remember much about his past. Like he remembers some things, but he doesn't know how old he is. He doesn't know how he got there, how long he's been
He's really gone. Confused. And
he's
it
really
gets
confused.
Really annoying at some point.
And he has this feeling that he's been there before and someone else feels like they've seen him before, but nobody really knows what's going on.
Yeah, it gets
so it definitely
a lot
like
weirder.
Pulls you along.
It's just like just when you think things are going to get better, it's just like
Yeah, it's a great book.
It was obsession worthy, fan fiction worthy.
Yeah.
We've been down that road.
So do you write fan fiction as well? I know Ingrid does.
Yes. I'm a big writer. Mm-hmm. So I write fan fiction and just write all my free time.
Is it mostly about Maze Runner, or is it different series as well?
No, it's about a lot of different series, and yeah.
That's She's really happened. Creative. Thank like, you. Seriously creative.
With both of you, with your fan fiction, does it ever overlap? Like, do you have worlds that
we're
merge
in each
together?
We're in each other's fan fiction. Like, we create characters, and we're like, put them in there.
I'm writing a Purge fan fiction right now, which I have to show you. I wrote more.
Okay.
And, she's in it, and it's really great, man. The Purge was a good movie. 10 out of 10, recommend.
But, we write fan fiction, and that's actually how we met fan fiction. Yeah. So, yeah, we both want to be authors.
Writer people that cool. do stuff for the writing community.
Yay.
I want someone to talk about my book on the radio someday.
I will do that.
Could happen.
It'll be like, all over the radio, like, go see Samantha Scallion. Scanlands.
I said Scallion. It's okay.
Blah, blah, in theaters, June 11th.
June 11th. Okay.
2053.
Yeah. I'm actually reading a book right now called The Program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That book made me cry.
This book
you
is a tearjerker.
That?
What?
Didn't you start that like 3 months ago?
Yeah, and I'm still reading it. I'm halfway through.
It's so good, though.
I'm literally on the halfway point.
I think I read that in one day.
Oh.
It was really good.
It's very sad. And
it is.
It's really just about following the perspective of a girl who the whole world is like, they're all suicidal and depressed, and everyone's just trying to contain that with this place called The Program. So it's pretty good.
And like, they go into the program and they rape your mind, and
yeah,
everybody's like, no, I don't want to go into the program. But then she's all like, but my love,
there's some romance in there.
Very much so. Usually does have romance in these books.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read anything, Emily?
I read a lot of books.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
You are?
Yes.
To hear about my book?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Emily has good books.
I have a good book with me, I think. So as our listeners and Ingrid probably know, I read a lot of comic books. I'm wearing my comic book shirt today, even. I love comic books. What's not to love? And one of my recent favorites is called The Shadow Hero. And it's by Jean Luen Yang, with art by Sunny Liu. And it's an interesting story because it's based on comics from the 1940s. Back in the 1940s, there was this new superhero that emerged known as the Green Turtle, which is a funny superhero name. And the Green Turtle was a superhero who fought to defend America's allies in China during World War II against the Japanese. And he wore a green cape with a turtle on it, and he had sort of the shadowy turtle-like shadow that kind of like hung out by him. And you never saw his face because he wore a mask, and he often had his back to the reader, or he'd be punching and his arm would cross his face. You never saw his face. And there's theories that the creator, whose name was Chu Hing, who was one of the first Asian American Americans working in the American comic industry. So there's these rumors or these speculations that the Green Turtle was, in his envisioning, an Asian American hero or a Chinese American hero, which would be the first Asian American superhero in the American comics. But that the publisher didn't want it to be known that this was a Chinese hero. So they made the character's skin a little bit more pink instead of a little yellower in color, like the Japanese were depicted. And you also never got to see his face, and you never got a backstory for him. And he only was around for, you know, a short run of comics, and then you didn't hear from him again. So you never got to know his true identity, never got an origin story. So Jean Yang decided to give him an origin story. So this is the Green Turtle's origin story. So it's called The Shadow Hero.
Oh, that's
and,
so cool.
It's about a young man named Hank who works in his dad's grocery store in Chinatown in the 1930s. And at one point, his mother gets rescued by a superhero when she's a driver for a wealthy white woman. And they're at the bank and the car gets taken by the man that's robbing the bank. And some superhero saves her and she becomes obsessed with the idea of her son becoming a superhero. So she signs him up for fighting lessons, and he actually develops some fighting skills. He's got like big muscles, and he can like punch, you know, a good punch. And she makes him a costume that originally has Chinese characters on it. And he's like, "Mom, nobody's going to know what it says." And so she ends up making him a new one that says Golden Man of Bravery on it. And so that's his superhero costume. And he goes off to fight, but he doesn't have any superpowers. So, you know, he can fight a good fight.
He's like Batman.
But, yeah. Except he doesn't have all the cool tools.
Turtle.
And then she also realizes that a lot of superheroes get their superpowers through, like, some devastating tragedy. So she, like, tries to get him superpowers by, like, bringing him to a toxic spill and pushing him into it. Or, like, getting him bitten by some creature. And so all this stuff is happening, and it's done in a pretty humorous way. And eventually he does get superpowers through a tragedy that happens. And the superpowers come through this ancient Chinese turtle spirit that resides in his shadow. And he gets to have one promise that the turtle will keep for letting him be in his shadow. And that is that he is invulnerable to bullets, so he can't get shot.
Oh, that's
so that's a pretty good superpower to have. And so then he goes off to try to fight the people that are controlling Chinatown and all the bad guys.
He
so it's like
rad.
His first, you know, outing as a superhero. And
I
it's
like
very
this
fun.
Guy.
It's really well done.
Does he have a
I
lot
love
of interest?
His mom. She's really great.
His mom looks really cool.
I like
funny.
That she's trying to push him into toxic sludge and stuff.
It's like, no, I don't want you to be a doctor. I want you to be a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
That's so perfect.
And his dad, like, really cares. You know, his mom's been kind of unhappy since she first came to the U.S.
Aww.
And so it's like when she gets really excited about her son being a superhero. And the dad's like, she's smiling. I haven't seen her smile in so long. Like,
aww.
Let's make this happen. So he like, goes, you know, like, supports his son becoming a superhero because of that. But, yeah, I like it because it's, like, got action. There's a little romance, too.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
There's the romantic interest is like both like this beautiful young woman, but she also has some fighting skills of her own.
Ooh.
And some family issues.
Strong women
to deal with
are important.
Good.
So one of the cool things about this too is that it's technically an origin story that leads up to these comics that have already been written. So I don't know if this author is going to write any more, but he builds up enough of a world that you want more and that you can feel like that there's more there.
Well, he finally got justice to the backstory and everything.
Yeah, so that's cool. And there's even, there's the part where the character in the comic books has sort of this pinkish hue to his skin. And there's even a part in here where he works in, like, one of the things that the mom does in trying to get him superpowers makes it so that whenever he gets wet, like he goes out in the rain, he turns pink.
Oh.
Which I thought was funny.
So
he's like, oh, man, it's raining. Like, he's
that's
all pink.
A different author, right? Who wrote
that
book. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like fan fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So they just finish it off.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that.
Like, you too can make
an
origin story for your favorite superhero.
Yeah.
Purge.
And we can make ourselves one.
Mm-hmm.
Just be in there.
That's my favorite thing. I like putting myself in places with fictional people and being like, kiss me. And then they have to kiss me because, of course, it's my fan fiction. So.
Yay.
Poor Ingrid.
Have you been reading anything recently, Ingrid?
So you guys remember how I was like, hey, I'm going to finish House of Hades next week. Well, I still haven't finished it. And that was like 3 months ago. Anyways, I thought I'd just reread it from the beginning since I'm so totally.
And did you finish it?
I haven't even started
reread?
It really
no.
yet. But yeah, that's what I'm planning to do because I really miss Percy Jackson, and they already have sneak peeks of the next book, which mm-hmm. is the last book. So
oh, okay, so there's one more to go.
And I really hope they redo the movies.
So my question about House of Hades, is it not catching your attention, or is it that you're just so busy? Because I know you're very busy.
When it came out, I was just at a time where reading wasn't really what I wanted to, like...
Wasn't your focus?
Yeah, I was trying to get popular.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Priorities.
Probably should have stuck with reading. Anyways, I'll get back to that.
Yeah.
That's what this year is for.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you also mentioned that you are both fans of Walking Dead and Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Which you asked earlier before the show if we could talk about them and pretend we were talking about the books.
Yeah.
Which this show is about books, but it's also about things that are based on books. We often talk about movies and TV adaptations. So I think it's okay to talk about the TV shows and what you like about them.
I started watching it for Daenerys Targaryen and Khal Drogo.
Yeah. Angered wants to be a dragon queen.
Yeah, Khaleesi. Really badly, you guys. No, I don't want to be a dragon queen. I just want Khal.
Yeah, he is a pretty man.
I was not okay. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. I was not okay with what happened.
It's a pretty cool show.
Very violent.
Yeah, it's very violent.
But
very sad. You get really angry often. I've never hated a character
so
much
as I hate.
Lots of
people watch it.
Like one of
Joffrey.
Yeah,
Joffrey. Joffrey, bruh.
And you get it. It's kind of like Doctor Who, where you get invested in a character, and then they take them away.
Yeah.
So you like a character, say goodbye.
Like, it's just never get connected to characters, which is, like, really impossible. Like, in reading, you just, like, get so invested in them and who they are and, like, what they stand for is so great. And then there's just some characters that you're like, you know what? I wish my favorite character would slay you.
Yeah.
Joffrey.
Joffrey.
Yeah. It was really confusing to me at first, but then I actually, like, because I'm usually on my phone when I watch Netflix and stuff and watch TV shows. This is a show that, like, I forced myself to get off the phone.
You have to pay attention.
And watch it, because it's, like, there's so many houses. There's the House of Stark, House Targaryen, House Other House.
Yeah.
I haven't watched
Other
it.
House.
Yeah. And they're all fighting for the Iron Throne.
Oh, yeah. It's such a good show. Such a good book, too.
So good.
Have you read any of the books, or?
I read, like, a few minutes while I was at the library.
Okay.
It's really good, but it's very hard to get into. It's immature reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like when you first get into something that's already has everything set up. So It's like starting the Lord of the Rings from the beginning.
Have you read Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
I haven't.
No, I lied.
Oh. I haven't even read Harry Potter.
Harry Potter was all right. I read the first book, but then I got sad because I wanted to be in there, so I quit reading.
Yeah. It's really painful seeing these amazing people, and then it's just like, oh.
Yeah.
I can't be you.
Or I can't be with you.
I don't think I'd want to be in Game of Thrones.
I wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind.
Well, it seems kind of awful.
If I was in there, I would be...
Everybody dies, or...
Yeah, well...
Or is... There's, like, attempts on your life. Like, you're gonna either die, or someone's going to try to kill you.
Yeah. Something's gonna happen. You're either gonna lose everyone you love, or you're gonna die yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I like Arya.
I like Arya, too.
Me, too.
She's a great character.
She's a cutie.
I actually have a sword that I named Needle.
Oh... She's so strong and just...
I love her. She's one of the youngest characters, and she's the strongest.
Yeah.
Her actor's great.
I think they do a really great job of, like, having so many storylines and having them all sort of work. Like, you can have an episode where you don't see someone, and it's okay. They'll be back the next episode.
Yeah, really
probably.
Made me mad because
I'm curious how they decide how to tell the story.
Yeah.
In the context of the TV show, knowing that there's a like a sort of story base already.
Yeah.
Like how they choose which stories to tell when and which stories to stray from and which to ignore, which to enhance.
I don't know if there's any differences between the books and the TV shows. I don't really know.
I should read these.
Me too.
My understanding is that there's like certain characters that at this point in the TV show, they're like partway through book three, and then this character's all the way in book four, and this character's still in book two, and that the storylines kind of, they don't necessarily mirror book by book. But I haven't read them, so I don't know.
I really wish they'd show more Daenerys at the point I'm at like season two. Because it's like, I started watching this for you. I'm still kind of dependent on you, so.
She gets really important, so.
I should keep watching, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should.
Okay. Okay. I'm clumsy. I apologize.
So what else are you guys excited for this summer? Like books, movies, shows.
Oh, all the good stuff came out. The good
Fault in Our Stars, that came out.
Yeah. Divergent came out.
Yeah.
Sobs. So many sobs.
When is Maze Runner out?
September 12th.
That's September.
I think, or something.
So excited.
I can't deal.
One of my favorite actors are in that. And Kaya? It's so great.
Kaya.
Effie? Yeah.
She's great.
She's great.
She was in Skins, which is such a great TV show. But only watch it if you're, like, mature.
Yeah. No one 12.
Same with Game of Thrones.
Warning.
Maybe Walking Dead, too.
Yeah.
Walking
Dead. All the shows.
Yeah. All the shows we're talking about.
No 12 and under.
Looking. Sorry.
Also, The Purge. I don't want to be responsible for nightmares.
Or any rash decisions.
Yeah. Killing people is not okay, kids.
Don't go outside with a mask on. You might get shot.
It's true. But yeah. if you're the shadow hero, it doesn't matter.
Unless you're a superhero.
Invulnerable to
bullets.
Unless
you have a turtle as a shadow.
I like the turtle shadow.
Me too.
It's really cute.
I want a bird shadow.
I'd have a bunny.
A bunny.
Yeah. It'd just hop around. Aw.
Oh, would you be a shapeshifter?
Sure. I'd be a shapeshifter.
Oh, I really want a bunny. Or a baby.
As
or
your
a
shadow?
Baby?
Yeah. A baby shadow?
No, just a baby in general.
You just in general want a baby.
Yeah, I was watching this really cute video with this lady bathing a baby. Because on Facebook they're like, this lady bathes a baby like they're in the womb or something.
Oh, okay.
Don't try this at home. You might drown your baby.
Ingrid, you watch some weird stuff.
It was on Facebook.
There's weird things on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's true.
Kind of gross.
I don't do that stuff. Anyways, we've strayed.
It's okay.
I'm just chugging along.
Mm-hmm.
Choo choo.
Well, since we don't have Sam here every week,
yes,
maybe we should ask her for her top book suggestions of all time.
See,
all time.
What are some good summer reading options for our listeners?
You're asking someone who... All right. Let me think. Oh, all right. I got one.
Maze Runner.
The Knife of Never Letting Go. Such a good book.
I haven't read that.
It's such a good book.
Very good.
I haven't read the second one. And I read the first one on vacation. It was like a two-day vacation, and I read the entire book. It is so good.
Is it romantic, or...?
Yeah, there's some romance in it. There's... violence, everything we talk about, violence. It's really weird. I would say if readers out there read The Hunger Games, it's better.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah.
Whoa. I agree.
Yeah, it's better. You've
read
the book?
It?
Yeah, it's really
such
good.
Such a good book.
It leaves you on a major cliffhanger, though.
I hate that. I haven't read
I
the second
like,
book.
Why? And they're pretty thick books, so it's not like a fast... I mean, it's kind of a fast read, but
yeah,
it takes
time. It keeps you interested, but it draws some stuff out. It's really cool.
Gotta read this now.
It's so good. I have the book. I should have brought
list
it.
Increases. I want to read How I Live Now. I've seen the movie twice.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the movie, too.
So good. I love that actress.
Some cute British people in there.
Oh, tons.
Some cousin action.
Seriously, they were related.
They're, yeah.
Incest warning.
Oh.
Just oopsie daisy.
That won't ruin it for
it's
you.
It's the theme of our show.
Yeah.
Sammy. Warning. This may not be appropriate for you. But maybe it will. We don't judge.
Theme of our show, incest.
Violence. Next time on Bound by Books.
We have a few of those.
Yeah.
I can think of a few. I can. They were good books.
Such as Game of Thrones.
Such as Game of Thrones. Yeah.
I completely quit.
My gosh. Yes, there is.
So much.
There is.
So much.
Growth.
And like, I suppose The Walking Dead could come to a point where that happens.
Yeah. I mean,
Judith
Beth
and
Maggie.
Judith and
Carl.
What's his name? Carl.
No. No, she's a baby.
When she gets older.
Oh, my gosh.
Ingrid. I don't know.
Ew.
Anyways.
I mean, if Maggie and Glenn get it together, they could have a baby in time.
I mean, I guess.
So on that note, we're going to wrap it up for the day.
Hope you enjoyed our show.
I'm glad we had Ingrid back with us this week.
Special incest edition.
And we're glad that Sam was able to join us.
Thank you.
I forced her.
Hooray. We hope you'll come again someday.
Oh, yeah, I probably will.
Even if it's through Skype.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah.
So thanks, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned for the afternoon show. They will be great. You will not regret it. And have a good week. Happy reading.